Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Now, the Cúpla Focal and Irish words of slang and kind of vernacular from this part of the world have been included in the latest update of the Oxford English Dictionary. And to tell us more, I'm joined on the line by Fiona McPherson, who's a senior editor at the OED. Good morning to you, Fiona.
Good morning.
This is very exciting news for us over here in this part of the world. Tell us about the words. I mean, spice bag is one of them. I know it's a phrase, it's two words there, but this is how dictionaries work nowadays. Do people not? This is brand new. We've brought the word spice bag to the English language speaking world.
You have. It was a brand new one on me. I'd never heard of it before. So the idea of a takeaway meal, you know, normally, well, I suppose I don't really need to tell you what it is, do I? And the interesting thing, I think, here is it's that whole sort of mix of different sort of influences, if you like, with the type of, you know, the spices and everything. But also our first example of it is actually from a tweet that somebody did in 2012, who were actually going to go round to the place where apparently it originated, which is called the Sunflower in Dublin, to go and get one. So that's a really nice first example that we were able to find of someone actually about to go and take one. But yeah, brand new. I'd never heard of it before, before I saw it in this update. So a kind of nice one to start off with,
I think. And to find it's chips, shredded deep fried chicken, fried onions, red green peppers, chili peppers, jalapenos and various spices all topped together. Very good. The word class has a new meaning.
Class, yeah. Now, this is an interesting one because it's also actually used in parts of England as well as being used in Irish English. Class as a sort of general term of approval, you know, great, fantastic. And one of our quotations that we've included is from Derry Girls, which I think is a nice way of illustrating that sometimes, I mean, it goes back longer than that, so it's older than that. It's 1980s, I think, we can first find it. But sometimes it takes popular culture to bring something more to the fore, if you especially in parts of the country maybe where it's not used so often. But we've got an example from Yorkshire in there as well, so I think they're used to talking about things being class. But chiefly Irish English and this
class,
particularly
Ulster. And here is how it's used in Derry Girls.
This one's called boys. I think boys are really class, especially the ones who have a nice ass. It's called haiku. That's not what I would call it.
An unforgettable haiku.
That's
a usage of class. How are you defining the word ludramon to a new audience?
Ludramon, yes. From James Joyce. He was the one who actually first brought this to our, to the world's attention, I suppose. Ludramon we have as a lazy, unproductive or stupid person, especially a man. And it can be a bit derogatory as you know, you probably would get from that. And interestingly, that's got so many different types spellings as well. We've got something like 12 or so different ways to spell that. James Joyce himself had quite a few more letters in there than what you might expect to see now, which is L-U-D-R-A-M-A-N.
And are you not using the little accent, which we call a fodder over here?
Not in our head word, and that's a bit of dictionary jargon there for you. That the head word is the word that you look up, that everything comes under.
No, we haven't.
I mean, in that normally what we would do is we use the most common form that we can find in modern English, and we would use that to help inform which one we would use. Yeah.
Okay, and blah, people in County Waterford in the south of Ireland will be delighted to hear BLAA is finally in the Oxford English Dictionary.
A soft white bread roll. And that's interesting because there's often a lot of, well, maybe not controversy, but certainly debate all over the world, really, about what name you give to this particular foodstuff. So, yeah, we've added blah. I mean, you also have it, as you sort of imply, called a Waterford blah. So a soft white bread roll. This is the flour, and it's particularly associated, I think, with that part of Ireland. But, yeah, that's now in there too.
And I think the Debs is in there as well.
How
do you decide what words get in? What's the criteria that finally a word has landed and has to be known to the English world?
It's all about evidence. So you kind of hit upon it there. Can we find enough examples of people using it and in a sort of general way? And that would also, one thing we have to think about as well, and this is especially true of, you know, say words from Irish English, is it being used by the people you would expect to be using it? So some of these words, they're not going to necessarily use them in all parts of the world, or in, you know, in parts of Britain or wherever. But are we seeing them in use in Irish English by the people we would expect to see them? And that's really the bottom line. We don't include anything that we can't find that evidence for. And then once we sort of see that basic benchmark established, that's when we go on and research, trying to find the first example that we can and take it from there.
Great. You've had a very interesting job. Editor at the Oxford English Dictionary.
Not bad.
Is the HQ still in Oxford?
It is, yes. It is. But with the internet, you know,
you can work from everywhere.
Anything is possible. You can work from everywhere, yeah.
And you were full time, so every day. What's a daily job like?
Every day, yeah. You will have a, what we call a suggestion lands on your desk, and it's all about finding if there's that benchmark of evidence, as I said, and then if you find that there is that, then it's about researching it, finding the earliest example, looking at the quotations that you can find to try and get a handle on what it means, because, you know, not every word is going to necessarily be familiar to you. Yeah. Trying to work out what the etymology might be, where the word came from, and just making sure that you're sort of able to explain what it means in a sort of meaningful way for people. But that is the day job. Just another, every day brings a new word to try and look to and research for future inclusion.
We might say it's a class job you have.
You might, yes, yeah. Exactly.
You must have huge qualifications because you sound very learned.
Well, yeah, keep saying that. I studied English language at university.
That
so I'm lucky in that I'm actually, you know, that's actually something that I can draw upon and use if I can remember that far back in my job. So it's nice to be able to put it to good use.
I love that you sound so excited about words. So we let you get back to that job because you're like an investigator. Yep. You're like a word detective.
Oh, right. That's
but
it.
Senior
that's
editor.
That's my new byline.
Senior editor, Oxford English Dictionary. Fiona McPherson, thank you so much for chatting to us.
My pleasure.
Have a good day. See you. Bye.